The worldwide success of the Black Panther movie has highlighted the reality of the Black experience and spawned a positive conversation about African identity. That's according to Diarra Ndauspesh, the New York-based co-founder of the African Diaspora International Film Festival, who has also been involved with the UN's International Decade for People of African Descent Initiative. The Marvel Studios superhero film has a nearly all-Black cast and is set in the mythical African kingdom of Wakanda, where a power struggle threatens the fate of the whole world. It's been hailed by critics as a cultural phenomenon, and since being released in mid-February, it's already made more than $750 million at the box office. Fatima Mendez asked Ms. Ndauspesh to describe the film's impact so far.
I think the impact is very important and it's very significant, and for many reasons. In terms of the production value and the amount of money and support that was put behind the film, that's very important. The representation in the film, the Afrocentric perspective in the film is also significant, and the visuals and the images. The political discourse is very significant, and the fact that it was really a global phenomenon. All of those things, and the box office results, of course, all of those things are making the film a milestone in Afrocentric storytelling.
Do you think it has successfully tackled or even reframed stereotypes of people of African descent?
Yes, and I don't think it's the first film to do that. I think there's many films in the past, you know, when you talk about Black storytelling, that have been made to break the stereotypes. What's different about this film is that it's really mainstream. It's Marvel, it's global, there's been millions put behind it. And so the impact is much more significant. Changing stereotypes is going to take a long time. This will contribute to the changes. I think especially, for example, in the representation of women, even from what I read, the comic book was not as progressive in the representation of women as the film is. And that was done, you know, specifically by the filmmaker. He says because he was inspired by his mother and other women. One of the major changes that he made for the film is Okeye, who is defending the kingdom, is a general. So she's in charge of the army, that they were able to blend the nature with the technology in a seamless manner while keeping the African inference in the film is something that's significant because it's a fantasy, we know that. But to be able to see on the big screens a vision that is positive of Africa can actually give ideas to people and can create role models for people to emulate in real life. We know that Black Panther, maybe 30% of the audience is of African descent, but the other 70% is not. They are people from, you know, all ethnic and groups and all races that go see the film. So for them, they finally see a representation of Africa that's positive, that's multi-layered, that's complex, without them feeling attacked, you know, which is something that's important in the film as well, even though there's a very strong discourse. The fact that they can see the film, they can appreciate the story. Of course, people will go to see a Marvel film. They go to see, you know, the action, the battles, and all of that is in there too. So they are not going to be disappointed when it comes to that, the special effects. But also the positive representation of people of African descent is there, and that can help other people think of Black folks in a more positive manner, and that's very important.
What do you think are the most important themes of the film?
The three, I guess, most important elements in the film would be, one, the representation, especially of the women, like we spoke earlier, and the visuals and the design and the positive representation and the futurism, etc. That would be one. Then the second one would be the political discourse. And I read quite a few papers that spoke about that, talking about Black Panther and natural resource management, or Black Panther and the politics of belonging. Wakanda, Afrofuturism, and colonizing international relations. How Black Panther blends politics, culture, and technology. I mean, there are so many papers that are written that explore the political discourse. And one in particular that I found super interesting, you know, the writer says, okay, let's analyze Wakanda as if it were a real country. and look at it from a political science perspective. So he wanted to say, okay, international political studies, you look at how countries decide on policies of isolationism versus interventionism, why revolutionaries like Killmonger succeed or fail, and how racism shapes the way international policies operate. So then he looks at those ideas and he breaks down the film from that perspective. And then he associates Wakanda's Way, for example, to the school of international relations theory called defensive realism. It looks at insecurity as the root cause for international conflict. Another one, to me, that's very important, especially for myself, being somebody from the African diaspora, born in France, of a father from Mali, and now living in the US. You know, I kind of relate to what it means to be of the African diaspora, and to Killmonger in particular, who represents people who have been disconnected from the motherland. To me, it's important to see that Killmonger has a Western mentality, even though he craves for the love and the acceptance of his family, of Wakanda. He has a mindset and he wants to fight colonialism, and he's a revolutionary. But the way he goes about it is very much representative of the fact that he's a Western black person and he only can think of hegemony, being an imperialist himself, even though he decries how that particular practice has had a negative impact on his people. To me, that's a very interesting way of saying, of showing the difference, you know, how the fact that you are a person of African descent, but in an environment that is Western, is really driving the way you think about issues that touch everybody. And then another theme that's of course very important is just the idea that so many folks have never had a chance to see themselves on the big screen represented in such a positive and strong manner. Women, young girls, etc. You know, just being able to, as a young person, to see a role model that you can relate to, and see especially the character of the little sister Shuri, who is able to drive all this technology, and she's labeled the most intelligent woman of the world. For young women, that's very powerful. I mean, when you could see the excitement before even the film came out, how people were organizing to go see the film, how there was some fundraising so the kids could go see.
So without giving away any spoilers, the UN is featured at some point in the film. Is it significant that the filmmakers did that?
The film does make an effort to really be very explicit through the dialogue about the intent of the different characters and why they are driven to do what they're doing. I think that because of that, it was important, it was significant, and it made sense for that to happen.
Are the film's key themes useful for us here at the UN, where development in Africa and across the world generally is a key part of our work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I'm looking at the International Decade for People of African Descent, Recognition, Justice, Development, I mean, in terms of recognition, the film talks about what the Black experience is. The notion of justice in particular is very well presented in the film. The film gives an idea that, you know, ideas and exchange is the way for the future. Those are all ideas that can be used as a starting point to reflect on what is possible. In fact, I read that there's already some tangible impact from the film, that Disney has announced that the company will donate $1 million to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America to expand its STEM programs, the science, technology, engineering, and math programs. Because one big question is, you know, when you have that kind of success with the film, who benefits from it? There's the dimension, there's the symbolism, and then there's the discussions and the reflections. But then there's also the financial impact. You know, this film is making millions of dollars. Who benefits from those millions of dollars? And so the fact that the company is putting back some of that money to help support education, to me, is something that's very tangible and very positive. When it comes to the UN, maybe some of the ideas that we discussed earlier as far as the dilemma of international relations, maybe those can be used to drive conversation. We at the African Diaspora International Film Festival have planned to have a a program that's going to be the talking about Black identity post Black Panther, because the fact of the matter is, Black Panther is basically helping reshape how what Black identity means, or not so much reshape, but like explicitly expose to the whole world what Black identity is and what some of the issues are for Black people on the continent and in the West. I think one of the concerns that I see with the UN is that it doesn't have enough visibility outside of the UN. It doesn't have enough impact outside of the UN. When I speak to people who work of African descent and who work in films about the International Decade for People of African Descent, a lot of people don't know anything about it. They don't know it exists, even though it's such an important initiative. And so communication is an area that needs to be worked on more. A lot of the work that is being done, the impact can be multiplied if more people know about it.